It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, May 9th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Cleanup continues in the wake of a collision involving a UPS truck and a tractor pulling a planter along the Avenue of the Saints, about 1.5 miles southeast of Charles City, about 8:30 this morning. Initial reports are the tractor and planter were rear-ended by the UPS truck as both were traveling in the northbound lanes of the highway, causing the tractor to overturn into the east ditch. The UPS truck also ended up in the same ditch. Reports also indicate one person was ejected, but it's not known if that was the operator of the tractor or the driver of the truck. Sources also indicate that one person was airlifted by helicopter to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City. As of 11:45 a.m., cleanup of the crash was continuing with a wrecker and crane having loaded the planter onto a flatbed pickup, with the tractor and UPS truck still in the ditch at that time. Also still on the scene were about a half dozen Iowa State Patrol vehicles. Floyd County Sheriff's Office, Charles City Police, Iowa DOT, Charles City Fire Rescue, and other emergency personnel also responded this morning. The right lane of the northbound lane of Highway 21827 in the immediate vicinity of the crash remains closed, but the left lane remains open and traffic is flowing in both directions. We'll bring you more information as it becomes available. Mason City Police have announced an arrest in the investigation of a shooting last month at East Park. MCPD was called to the park shortly after 9 p.m. April 24th for a reported fight and possible shots fired. At the scene near Prairie Playground, officers found an adult male, now identified as 18-year-old Ian Arp of Mason City, suffering from gunshot wounds. Arp was taken to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City for treatment, but has since been released from the hospital. Chief Jeff Brinkley said a suspect fled the scene along with one firearm being recovered. The incident was believed to be part of an ongoing feud. In a press release today, Brinkley says a suspect, 18-year-old LaDainian Panoff of Mason City, was arrested on April 28th, charged with possession of an offensive weapon by a previously convicted felon, itself a Class D felony. When he was taken into custody, Panoff was also allegedly found in possession of marijuana, a serious misdemeanor. Panoff has since been released from the Sierra-Gordo County Jail after posting bail of $6,000 cash on April 29th. He's scheduled for a preliminary hearing May 22nd in Sierra-Gordo County District Court. Brinkley says the investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information regarding the shooting is asked to contact Mason City Police. One of five people arrested in drug raids last month in New Hampton has pleaded not guilty and is headed for trial later this summer. With assistance from the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Patrol, the New Hampton Police Department executed the search warrants at two residences simultaneously about 11 p.m. on April 24th. At 616 West Prospect Street, 42-year-old Miranda Roush and 44-year-old Chad Mickish, both of New Hampton, were both arrested for possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver, a Class C felony, and gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used, a Class D felony. Roush was also charged with a controlled substance violation, a serious misdemeanor, with Mickish charged with a controlled substance violation, third or subsequent offense, making it a Class D felony. According to the criminal complaints, officers recovered over 5 grams of meth, plus fentanyl patches, various glass smoking devices, and multiple syringes inside the home, including one needle loaded with meth. At the same time, a second narcotic search warrant was executed at 621 West Hale Street in New Hampton. As a result, 52-year-old Paul Gertz and 44-year-old Gina Fuller, both of New Hampton, and 50-year-old Belinda Erig of Cresco were arrested on one count each for gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used, plus possession of marijuana and a controlled substance violation. Monday, Fuller entered a not guilty plea and waived her right to a speedy trial, now set for August 13th in Chickasaw County District Court. Mickish, Roush, Gertz, and Erig are all scheduled for arraignment on May 20th. Law enforcement agencies are reminding motorists that a new hands-free law goes into effect in less than 2 months in Iowa. Charles City Police Chief Hugh Anderson says the new law expands enforcement, prohibiting the use of handheld cell phones or electronic devices while driving.
Before, it was for distracted driving and hands-free for anybody under the age of 18. Now it's everybody. We're the 31st state to join this push here to try to go hands-free and distracted driving. And they do cause a lot of accidents. We cover quite a few in Charles City that there's some type of distracted driving taking place during that. New hands-free law, you can't have your device basically in your hands at all.
Anderson adds that the new hands-free law will make it easier for officers to enforce.
Because before, we're looking at the person beside us at the stoplight, texting. Are they under the age of 18? Are they texting? Are they trying to make a phone call? Because before, you could punch in the phone call number, but you couldn't text. So now you can't view it.
Anderson notes the new law still allows you to answer your phone as long as it's in hands-free mode, is voice activated, or at the touch of a button.
What they did, they designed it so that you can actually, some people on the side of their phone, you can program that button to hit it once, and then it'll accept your voice commands either through Bixby or something else. So they've designed it so you can do that. You can press it once, so you can't view your device.
Anderson says the new law will be inconvenient for a while, but it will make roads safer. The law goes into effect July 1st, with violators initially receiving warnings. Starting January 1, 2026, violations will come with fines of $100. New in-squad dashboard cameras are coming to the New Hampton Police Department. During Monday night's City Council meeting, Police Chief Conrad Rosendahl made his case to replace the current cameras, which he says are unreliable and not effective for investigative purposes, now a necessity for law enforcement.
I think by now most judges and attorneys expect a vehicle camera as evidence, as a piece of evidence, right? They've been around long enough now that they kind of expect you to have that, and if you don't, the question is, well, why don't you?
City Attorney Todd Pritchard echoed that argument with a caveat.
I'd say body camera is probably more important. If I had a choice between dash and body, I'd say, well, you got to have the body.
Both Rosendahl and Pritchard agreed that the dashboard cameras help track valuable evidence.
For the OWI, it's going to show the pursuit and, you know, basically the indicators of why you're pulling
probable cause for the stop. Get into a chase. If you see them throw something out the window, you can hit a button and it'll put GPS tracking on that location.
Rosendahl also noted that the cameras help enhance investigation integrity.
It's much like the body cameras, right? So as far as a chain of evidence goes, we don't have that extra step of burning stuff or somebody accusing us of tampering with evidence because they would download directly real time from the squad to the cloud. And then when they come up for evidence, we send a link, an email link to the attorney or defense, and they go into the cloud and pull that video out. There's no, it takes out a step in the chain of custody evidence process.
The City Council unanimously approved Rosendahl's purchase request for $35,000 that will put a new camera in each of the NHPD's four patrol vehicles. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.